are not necessarily those of our advertisers or staff.
We're WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and worldwide at WGNSradio.com.
From the WGNS studio in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, welcome to the Financial Doctor Show, where cookie-cutter financial advice just doesn't cut it. If you're like me and you're tired of one-size-fits-all financial talk radio, you're in the right place. I'm your host, Jason Qualls, certified financial planner and fee-only financial life coach. If you want to learn more about the show, you can go to Financial Doctors with an S, financialdoctors.net. And there you'll find links to our email and our Facebook page. Send us a question about your money. Feel free to email, Facebook us, and we'll do our best to answer it live on the air. For more about me, go to jasonwqualls.com. There you can find out more about my process I call financial life coaching. If you have questions or comments today, chime in 893-1450. Again, 893-1450. Welcome to the show. Thanks for joining in. And this is week 4 or 5 of our series on real financial planning. If you missed our last 3 shows, in week 1 we covered how to build a strong financial foundation. And in week 2, retirement planning and saving for college. And week 3 was all about investing in good times and bad. And if you missed any one of those 3 shows, you can just go to financialdoctors.net. You can listen to all of the podcasts right there on the website. But today on the Financial Doctors Radio Show, we will talk about all about estate planning. And estate planning is not just for the wealthy. Even if your situation is very, very basic, you still need an estate plan. And if your situation is even more complex, like children from a previous marriage or even a disabled child, or you've been very blessed financially, improper estate planning can cost your loved ones thousands, if not millions. So that's what we're going to talk about, estate planning. And we're going to cover wills, power of attorney, trust, and that evil thing they call the death tax. And right here on the Financial Doctor Show, your place for real financial planning. Again, for more about me, go to jasonwqualls.com. But before we get to all the fun, if this is your first time listening to the Financial Doctors Radio Show, you may be wondering, what is this show all about? So let me tell you a little bit about me. I'm a certified financial planner. And what most people would tell you about that, and that's CFP is another way to put it. But most people would say it's the toughest, or is one of the toughest, or if not the toughest, credential to earn in the industry. And that's why there's only 8 of us here in the borough. I also hold the professional designation of Chartered Life Underwriter. And that's simply a designation that relates to expertise in estate and life insurance planning. I have a degree in finance and also a master's in business administration. And all those letters may make some of you think I'm pretty smart. But I believe it is my life experience that has blessed me with the majority of my expertise. Now, since I've shared my story with you before here on the radio, I won't bore you with it again. If you want more, you can go to jasonwqualls.com and click About Me, and you can read all you want, my full entire story. But my unique experiences have led me to develop 2 passionate beliefs. Number 1, you will not receive sound financial or even objective financial advice from someone that calls themselves a financial advisor, but then turns around and gets paid to sell you products like mutual funds, insurance policies, and annuities. If your advisor's compensation is tied to the products he or she recommends or is tied to the size of your investment account, you aren't working with a financial advisor at all. You're working with a financial salesperson. It's that simple. And if you want to work with a salesperson, that's fine. But if you want to work with a real financial planner, you need to be working with someone that only gets paid for advice. I can't and I don't earn a dime from any financial product we talk about here on the air, or that I may or may not recommend to my clients. This type of planning is known as fee-only financial planning. I'll say it again, fee-only. And I approach every show with no hidden agenda. I've developed a process I take each of my clients through. I call Financial Life Coaching. For more, go to jasonwqualls.com. So that was number one. Number two, as you hear me, you'll hear me say repeatedly during the show, where cookie cutter financial advice just doesn't cut it. That's the mantra of the show. Why? Well, each week I try to pour blood, sweat, and tears to make sure I'm not watering down the complex world of financial planning. Now, most other financial talk radio shows want you to believe that financial planning is simple and everyone should be doing the exact same thing. But real financial planning is just not that simple. I wish it were. And for years, the other popular financial talk radio show hosts have made millions by condensing financial planning into things like baby steps. And they tell you to take a one-size-fits-all approach. And they've done it this way, not by accident, but by design. They learned if they packaged up financial planning in this simplified, oversimplified manner, it would allow them to sell millions of books and seminars. And I despise that type of one-size-fits-all advice here on the Financial Doctors Radio Show because I believe it does you a great disservice. And I hope that makes some sense to you. And I'm glad you're with us today. For more about the show, you can go to Financial Doctors with an S. Again, financialdoctors.net. And we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll dive into estate planning and everything we can fit into the next 45, 50 minutes. You're listening to the Financial Doctors Radio Show. Is your financial advisor really a salesperson? Traditional financial planning is the source of the stress that most people feel in their financial life. This is because most financial advisors are driven by how to sell you financial products rather than providing sound financial advice. The way your advisor is compensated really matters. Hire someone that puts your interest first and really works for you, not a mutual fund broker dealer or an insurance company. If you're looking for someone that can provide you with sound financial advice that's objective and unbiased, call me, Jason Qualls, Certified Financial Planner and Fee-Only Financial Life Coach at 878-2134 or go to jasonwqualls.com.
Hello, this is Grant Lichtenwalter with Middle Tennessee Insurance Group. We specialize in chopping your home and auto insurance out with the top-rated companies in the country. And even though our rates are low, we pride ourselves on our service and our attention to detail. We save the average household over $500 a year, while in most cases increasing their coverage. Call Middle Tennessee Insurance Group today at 898-0053. Your home for affordable coverage with complete protection.
Is it time to get rid of that old, worn-out carpet in your home? Replace it with something that enhances not only the beauty, but also the value of your home. Hardwood flooring is the way to go. Stop wasting money on new carpet every 5 years and replace it with something that lasts. Call the folks at Jonathan's Flooring at 207-9680. They specialize in custom sand and finish hardwood, pre-finished hardwood, and all types of laminate flooring. Want to hear something cool? They've been serving Murfreesboro for 12 years, and they have over 100 years of combined experience. And Jonathan's Flooring has a deal for all my listeners. They will beat any written estimate from any legitimate competitor and also guarantee a higher quality of work. So call Jonathan's Flooring today at 615-207-9680 or find them online by going to jasonrecommends at financialdoctors.net.
Your home is your largest investment. If you have storm damage, are looking to remodel, or even to replace your old drafty windows and doors, the quality of work matters when it comes to adding to the value of your home. Don't hire a fly-by-night contractor. Protect your investment and call Residential Services of Middle Tennessee at 907-3040 or just drop by their showroom at 1015 South Church Street right next to the post office. They are a locally owned family business located right here in your hometown. A-plus rating by the Better Business Bureau with over 50 years of combined experience. Here's just a few of their specialties. Asphalt and metal roofing, Energy Extreme Vista windows, siding, seamless gutters, and all types of doors for your home. And all work offered by Residential Services of Middle Tennessee is backed by their 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. You can count on them to be around since they have been serving our community since 2004. Protect your investment and call Residential Services of Middle Tennessee at 907-3040 or online at rsmti.com. And don't forget to drop by their showroom at 1015 South Church Street right next to the post office and mention the Financial Doctors Radio Show to get 10% off today.
Welcome back to the Financial Doctors Show, where cookie cutter financial advice just doesn't cut it. I'm your host, Jason Qualls, certified financial planner. Questions, comments, 893-1450. And what's our topic today? Estate planning. And one of the things that makes estate planning so important, because it's not something, of course, we get to enjoy. We'll be dead and gone. So I have a special one here, a special guest with me in the studio. And what is your name?
Christian.
Christian what?
Christian Whitecloth.
And how old are you, Christian?
Four.
And who's your favorite superhero?
Wolverine.
What about, who's your favorite villain?
Venom.
And what movie did we see yesterday?
Star Wars.
Was it cool?
Uh-huh.
Awesome. Well, that's the reason that we do estate planning. And Christian is my son. He's 4 and a half. And we're glad he's here with us today. And he's having a good time with us here in the studio. But it's for the people you leave behind. And no matter what your net worth is, you have to have a basic estate plan in place. So what is an estate plan? It just ensures that your family and your financial goals and the needs for your family and your financial goals will be met after you leave this world. That's simply it. And what you need to do in your estate planning process, you know, some people are very protective of what they have or do not have. You know, you need to be discussing your estate plan with your heirs, you know, your wife, your children if they're old enough to understand, aunts, uncles, brothers, whoever's involved in your plan. But if you're clear about your intentions, hopefully you'll dispel some conflicts after you're gone.
Star Wars.
Christian wants to tell everyone who his favorite Star Wars is. Who is it?
The bad guy.
The bad guy?
Mm-hmm.
Darth Maul?
No.
Who?
The troops. Not the troops, the droids.
The droid warriors or the droid guys? Cool. Thanks, Bubba. So if you're able to get out there and be clear about your intentions, then hopefully there won't be any of this drama that goes on after you pass. But an estate plan has several elements. And one, it includes a will. And also usually include an assignment of a power of attorney. A living will or healthcare proxy, you know, has many different names. Medical power of attorney. And for some people, a trust may make some sense. So when putting together a plan, you also need to be mindful of federal and estate tax laws. So every state has its own laws. We'll get into some of Tennessee's laws today. But of course, everything is really mandated by the federal estate tax laws. But a good place to start when you're looking at your estate plan is don't treat it like some kind of magical hidden thing that no one can see until you're gone. This will set your family up for disaster. So a good place to start with your assets, your investments, your retirement savings, insurance policies. And yes, life insurance is included in your estate, death benefit. No, that's not taxable part of your estate. It does pass to your heirs tax-free. But the overall benefit amount is included in the value of your estate. And real estate, business interest. Just make a list of all that stuff, and that's basically what you have. Then ask yourself three important questions. Who do you want to inherit your assets? Who do you want handling your financial affairs if you ever become incapacitated or just crazy? You can't make decisions for yourself. And who do you want making medical decisions for if you can't make them for yourself? So, let's get to the part one. Everyone needs a will. And I don't know the stats out there. I've heard it said. I didn't research it. But 70% of Americans die without a will. I don't know if that's accurate or not. But it probably makes the figures about right of people that I come in contact with that don't have a will. So, a will just tells the world exactly where you want your assets to go when you die. And it also is the best place for you to name guardians for your children, the people that are going to take care of them. So If you die with a will, without a will, that is what's known as dying intestate. And that can be costly to your family that you leave behind. So, if you die without one, the state that your residence or your domicile will decide who gets what. And I don't think anyone out there would be able to, you know, would agree with they want the state or the government telling you or your family where your assets should go. And a recent case of this, you know, Steve McNair, the Pro Bowl Tennessee Titan football player, you know, died without a will. And he was married at the time of his death. And his widow was appointed administrator of his estate. McNair had four children, two from his current marriage and two from previous relationships. And under Tennessee law, when someone dies without a will, the surviving spouse is automatically entitled to one-third of the estate, and everything else is split between the children. Now, I don't know if that's what Steve McNair would have intended or not. No one will know that. But since he didn't have a will, he wasn't able to express his final wishes, and nobody will ever know. So it's important to have a will. So, and it's extremely important if you have young children, which is why Christian, my son, came on the show earlier. Because it's the best way to make sure your children are taken care of, have the proper guardianship, proper guardianship for your children. And one side note, it's not a definite thing. You can amend your will at any time. I recommend reviewing your will annually, and especially when major life changes happen. You get married, you get divorced, you inherit some money, etc. At the same time you're reviewing your will on an annual basis, look at the beneficiary designations of all your assets, your 401k plan, your IRAs, your life insurance policies. Now, these things will automatically be transferred upon death since they have a beneficiary, but it's a good time to make sure you're staying current with those beneficiary designations. And for those, we'll get to this later, but what's known as a revocable living trust, we'll talk more about as we go on the show. But if you have one of those, you still need a pour-over, a will. It's called a pour-over will that lets, let people know who your guardian of your children are, and also ensures that any assets that may not fall into the trust, that there's some control of that. So, what's the next thing that's important? Okay, a living will. So we talked about a will. This is a living will. And what's a living will? It just makes your medical wish is known so you can save your family a lot of heartache. Okay? It's also known as a living will is also known as an advanced medical directive. It's a statement for your wishes for the kind of life-sustaining medical intervention you may or may not want in the event you become terminally ill and you cannot speak or communicate. Simple as that. Your conditions and the terms of your directive will be subject to interpretation. Different doctors and hospitals can view your wishes differently. So you want to make sure you're very clear when you're writing this living will or healthcare directive. But they do take your wishes very seriously. If you're a patient and you're in that situation, hospitals try to be very compassionate to interpretation of these wishes. Okay. You also will increase your chances of enforcing your healthcare directive if you have a healthcare agent. And this is what's known as a medical power of attorney. You sign a legal document when someone, where you find someone you trust to make medical decisions on your behalf. A healthcare proxy, acts when you're incapacitated, not just if you're terminally ill. So choose a healthcare agent carefully. This person should be able to do three things. Need to understand your medical information, things like treatment, and they can handle tough decisions, make tough decisions, because if that is a situation you end up being in, you need someone that can kind of stick with it and make those hard decisions and can keep your best interest and wishes in mind. Okay, there's a website, this is an area where the state of Tennessee has some resources available to you, and I'll put this on financialdoctors.net, but if you go to health.state.tn.us/advanced directives. Oh, it's a long web address. I'll put it on the website. They offer these forms that basically you can file with the state or keep in your records. No, file with the state, but you keep them with your records. They provide them for you. And since they're state-provided documents, the state is going to you know, realize that they're legitimate. So it's a free resource for you. Like I said, I'll put it on the website. And lastly, in this first segment, we've talked about will and a living will. Let's talk about power of attorney. And this is a document you need when you can no longer make decisions that can, around your financial life. You need someone that you trust that you can assign over power of attorney. And you make this decision typically when you're writing your will. No one, not one of us out there is immune from going crazy because of age. We lose our mental clarity. And I was just meeting with a client, a potential client, a week or two ago, and this is exactly the situation. The husband had always handled the money and now had been diagnosed with dementia. And the spouse was having a tough time kind of getting her head around the finances because she hasn't done it. You know, they're in their 80s now. So it's very important to name power of attorney. And there's two ways to do it when you look at estate planning. And there's more than two, but let's look at the main two. It's what's known as springing power of attorney. You know, this is typical that kind of springs into action when you become incapacitated. And the other is durable power of attorney, which is effective immediately. You know, your agent doesn't have to prove that you're incapacitated. You know, you can't make decisions to take action. So those are the two things. You know, an attorney or a qualified estate planner, financial planner can help you make some sense of these things, but you need to choose your agent and your power of attorney very carefully. And if you choose a relative or a friend as your agent, you probably, you know, you don't have to pay them. You want to compensate them. But if you were to name a bank or an attorney or another outside party, you would probably have to negotiate compensation for that. And if you do become incapacitated without having an assigned power of attorney, the court, what do you think? The court will step in and appoint a guardian, basically. And this process could cost your family hundreds, if not thousands. Say, plus, the person the court approves or chooses may not be someone you would have picked. It may not go along with your wishes. So the three important documents almost every estate plan needs is a will, a living will, with a medical power of attorney, and a durable or springing power of attorney for finances. A power of attorney for finances, in other words. That's three things. I don't want you to think it's more than three. A will, a living will with a health care proxy or medical power of attorney, and a traditional power of attorney for finances. Hope that makes some sense. Okay. We're going to continue on with our great benefits for all our listeners out there. We have Dusty Brown, DustyBrown.net, jewelry in style, here for another giveaway. We've done, I think, three or four giveaways thus far. So one way we're rewarding our listeners of the Financial Doctor Show, and right in time for Valentine's Day, we're going to give you something unique, a unique piece of jewelry. So welcome, Dusty. Thanks for being here.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. For this giveaway right now, I think that we should go with another one of the antique brass locket chain necklaces like last week. Very popular piece from my series called Don't Sit Under the Apple Tree. It's a 1940s brass locket on a sterling silver chain. And I search high and low for my lockets, my keys, all of my antique components, so that essentially when I do turn around and make those pieces, so that they can be reasonably priced. In other words, I work hard to get great prices on my antique things so that I then don't have to mark them up tremendously. And we're going to give another one of those away, and I hope whoever wins it likes it. What are we doing, third caller?
We're going to do third caller, but hold on. We have some giveaways we've done in the past.
Absolutely.
That need to be picked up. So if you want to announce what they need to do and kind of who that is, I don't know if we tell them on the air and if we should do that or not. Well, I think it's okay.
Miss Charlene Swader. I have not been able to get in touch with her, but she will have some things up here on Monday. So if she wants to come by maybe on Tuesday and get them from the office here at WGNS, that would be awesome.
So any time after Tuesday, if you're that person, we'll leave it up here for you. But great, unique piece of jewelry right in time for Valentine's Day from Dusty Brown, jewelry and style. For more, go to DustyBrown.net. And we're going to take the third caller. We'll win this free, unique piece of jewelry. And we're going to take a quick break. And we should have a winner when we come back from break. We're glad you're listening to the Financial Doctors Radio Show. And we'll be right back. Money, 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 money.
Is your financial advisor really a salesperson? Traditional financial planning is the source of the stress that most people feel in their financial life. This is because most financial advisors are driven by how to sell you financial products rather than providing sound financial advice. The way your advisor is compensated really matters. Hire someone that puts your interest first and really works for you, not a mutual fund broker dealer or an insurance company. If you're looking for someone that can provide you with sound financial advice that's objective and unbiased, call me, Jason Qualls, Certified Financial Planner and Fee-Only Financial Life Coach at 878-2134 or go to jasonwqualls.com.
Hello, this is Grant Lichtenwalter with Middle Tennessee Insurance Group. We specialize in shopping your home and auto insurance out with the top-rated companies in the country. And even though our rates are low, we pride ourselves on our service and our attention to detail. We save the average household over $500 a year, while in most cases increasing their coverage. Call Middle Tennessee Insurance Group today at 898-0053. Your home for affordable coverage with complete protection.
Is it time to get rid of that old, worn-out carpet in your home? Replace it with something that enhances not only the beauty, but also the value of your home. Hardwood flooring is the way to go. Stop wasting money on new carpet every 5 years and replace it with something that lasts. Call the folks at Jonathan's Flooring at 207-9680. They specialize in custom sand and finish hardwood, pre-finished hardwood, and all types of laminate flooring. Want to hear something cool? They've been serving Murfreesboro for 12 years, and they have over 100 years of combined experience. And Jonathan's Flooring has a deal for all my listeners. They will beat any written estimate from any legitimate competitor and also guarantee a higher quality of work. So call Jonathan's Flooring today at 615-207-9680 or find them online by going to JasonRecommends at FinancialDoctors.net.
Your home is your largest investment. If you have storm damage, are looking to remodel, or even to replace your old drafty windows and doors, the quality of work matters when it comes to adding to the value of your home. Don't hire a fly-by-night contractor. Protect your investment and call Residential Services of Middle Tennessee at 907-3040 or just drop by their showroom at 1015 South Church Street right next to the post office. They are a locally owned family business located right here in your hometown. A-plus rating by the Better Business Bureau with over 50 years of combined experience. Here's just a few of their specialties. Asphalt and metal roofing, Energy Extreme Vista windows, siding, seamless gutters, and all types of doors for your home. And all work offered by Residential Services of Middle Tennessee is backed by their 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. You can count on them to be around since they have been serving our community since 2004. Protect your investment and call Residential Services of Middle Tennessee at 907-3040 or online at rsmti.com. And don't forget to drop by their showroom at 1015 South Church Street right next to the post office and mention the Financial Doctors Radio Show to get 10% off today.
Welcome back to the Financial Doctors Radio Show, where cookie cutter financial advice just doesn't cut it. I'm your host, Jason Qualls. Questions, comments, 893-1450. We're talking about estate planning today. Thus far, we've covered wills, power of attorney, health care directives, and living wills. We're going to take it a step further, but first, my partner in crime, Christian Blake Qualls, is with me. Do you have anything else you want to say to the listeners out there, Christian?
No.
No, don't touch the mic. Too loud. He's helping me out today a lot, and that's what estate planning is about. And it's about people we leave behind, and that's why it's important. So if you don't have an estate plan, get with it. Get a will, at least. Get a will, at least. You've got to get a will. And then the other documents are extremely important as well. Power of attorney, health care directives, and the power of attorney for finances and living will. So if you need any more information, get on jasonwqualls.com. And send us an email. We'll go to financialdoctors.net and email the show. Link is right there. Well, moving on, let's talk about trusts. Okay, T-R-U-S-T, trusts. And they aren't just for the wealthy. And what trusts are just legal documents that let you put conditions on how your assets will be distributed on your death. A lot like a will, but they can be useful tools in reducing estate and gift taxes, and they can distribute assets without delay. And a big one is without the publicity of probate. And people hear probate a lot. That simply just means proving a will. So if you're the ones out there that have a will, when it goes through probate court, it just means that's how they're going to prove that the will is legitimate and everything lines up and all the I's are dotted and all the T's are crossed. So any assets, when you have a trust, any assets that aren't retitled in the name of the trust are usually considered subject to probate, okay? And if you haven't specified in a will, which we talked about earlier, we mentioned briefly, a pour-over will when you have a trust, who should get those assets? A court may decide for you, okay? But a trust can be a helpful estate planning tool. If some you meet, you know, it's not for everybody. I don't want to get you involved. No, there's one financial lady out there that says everybody needs a living trust. And there's some financial guys out there that says everybody needs a living trust. Well, that's cookie cutter. That's one size fits all. Not everybody needs anything. So, but if you are in a situation where you have a sizable amount of your assets in real estate or business or some other, you know, collectibles, a trust could be beneficial to you. And if you want to leave your estate to your family members or your heirs in a way that is not directly and immediately payable to them upon your death, for example, let's say you want to limit the inheritance or break it up in three parts. Let's say you get the first half, first third when you graduate from college, you get the next third when you turn 30, and get the next third when you turn 35. However, that's a thing that a trust can help you do. And another thing, you know, it can help you maximize estate tax exemptions. Now, we're talking broad-based trust, not any trust in particular. And if you have disabled relatives, they can be helpful. We'll get to more of that later. But the main advantages of a trust are you can put conditions on how and when your assets are distributed after you die. And it helps you reduce estate and gift taxes if that's a necessary thing you need to accomplish. And they distribute your assets more efficiently without as much cost and publicity of probate, typically. So, and some people, it's an arguable case that they are better creditor protected than some. And you get to name a trustee of the trust that's empowered to manage your assets if you become unable to do so. So the trust gives you a lot of flexibility, but they are very complex. And each type of trust has advantages and disadvantages. So you need to discuss what those are with your estate planning attorney, financial planner, estate planner, before you get involved and just say, okay, because this lady out there that has a talk show says I need a living trust, I should go get one. Not that simple. Okay, one caveat here on trust. You know, if the assets you're trying to protect by the trust, if they're not retitled in the name of the trust, you know, anything that's not in the name of the trust may be probated and you just lost, you know, the purpose of that trust. We'll get to more of that in a second. Okay. If you'd like to learn more about other kinds of trusts, we won't get into today. There's five or six other types I'm going to write an article about. It'll be available on Monday or Tuesday on financialdoctors.net. And it'll be irrevocable trust, credit remainder trust, or credit shelter trust, and charitable remainder trust. All that, there'll be a brief synopsis of all those. But the two trusts I want to cover today on the Financial Doctors Radio Show is one we were kind of just briefly going over. Is the living revocable trust. And revocable means that you have the power to revoke the powers of the trust. So living trusts are very controversial, especially in the state of Tennessee. Okay, a lot of salespeople out there selling living trust so they can just learn how much you own or how much assets you have. And many of these folks actually are just financial salespeople. They sell financial products for a living. And their real goal is to sell you annuity products and other financial products. Now, the question is a living trust right for you? But if you want to know that, you need to be working with someone that is objective, that doesn't get paid necessarily to sell documents and sell financial products, like a fee-only financial planner or a qualified estate planning attorney. Okay? But here's the reality about living trust, and this could ruffle feathers because people that sell these things are very, they're very driven and believe this is just end all be all. Like I mentioned, the lady that just believes everybody on the planet needs a living trust, which is just flat out ridiculous. But for most estates in Tennessee, which is where we live, we're in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, and a lot of other states too, probate is not a big deal. Now it goes fairly quickly, and it's fairly private for the most part, and it's just not that expensive. So there goes one of the things of the living trust, because you got to pay $2,000 for a living trust just for the document that you probably won't set up correctly and fund correctly anyway. You got to look at the trade-off. What is it going to save you in these probate fees? Okay, because probate in Tennessee. Get an opinion from an attorney that's actually probated in a state. Let them tell you. Call one up and say, is probate a pain in Tennessee? And let them talk to you about it, because just don't take advice from someone trying to sell you a document. Okay. Living trusts can also be contested. You know, people selling these things will tell you that they can't be contested, your will can. And anyone that claims that needs to go read a estate planning textbook. This is not true. And they are more, we just mentioned this, they are more expensive to set up than a will. So before you go diving into this document that costs a lot of money, which is a living trust, you know, and not just do a regular will, you need to look at the cost benefit. What does it cost me, and what am I going to get out of it? And a qualified financial planner, qualified estate planner can tell you all that or walk you through that. And just like I mentioned earlier, you know, and many times these things, even though they get set up, they don't get funded, meaning you have real estate and all this other stuff, and you don't retitle your assets in the name of the revocable trust, and your assets end up in probate anyway. Because let's face it, people, attorneys out there are paid to draft documents. And I have nothing against attorneys, but once you've paid them to draft the document and they've helped you in that initial phase, they're just not really good at follow-up. They don't have a big incentive to make sure you actually do the things going down the road. And even the good ones that will help you fund these things correctly, they're not going to call you a year, 2 years down the road, 5 years down the road and go, hey, Mr. and Ms. Smith, you bought this, you inherited this big piece of land, or you won the lotto, or you bought five pieces of real estate in the last 5 years, or whatever your case is. Hey, did you put that in the name of the trust? No, that's just not their style. Attorneys practice law. That's their business. They're not, you know, customer service typically and follow up is just not, you know, it's hard for them. I'm not saying they're bad people, but they're not like salespeople where the, you know, customer service is kind of in that deal. There's some good ones out there that do their best in trying to do that. So that's why these things don't get funded, because no one has an incentive to help you. That's why you need to work with a qualified estate planner, qualified financial planner that can help you walk through all these things from big picture level. Okay. And one other thing on living revocable trust, they don't have any impact on federal estate taxes. They don't save you a dime on that. So don't let anybody tell you that. Okay. Other types of trust can save you from federal estate or death taxes, but living revocable trust will not. So some important reasons to have a living trust is that you own property in other states. You know, maybe you own a home here and a vacation home in Florida. Maybe you have a beneficiary or a child or a family member. Someone's going to inherit something from you that's disabled. That's a reason. You know, there's lots of, these are just some of the top three. And if you live in a state, or, you know, maybe you have a vacation home in Tennessee and you're listening today to the Financial Doctors Radio Show, and you actually live in another state that has a very time-consuming, burdensome probate, you know, costly probate process, you are a candidate for a living trust. But the issue is, people residing in Tennessee, do they need them? And I would say if you're working with an expert, someone that's not paid to get to draft documents, and someone that doesn't have a, you know, an incentive to sell you a document or sell you another financial product, they can, if they're educated, they can help you with this, you know, complicated area of estate planning. The second trust I want to cover is what's known as a special needs trust. Okay. And it really, their formal name would be, I guess, a supplemental needs trust. Some people call it a special needs trust. And this is just a specialized document that is designed to benefit someone who has a disability. You know, whether it be, there's lots of disabilities that children face out there, unfortunately. And these special needs trusts enables a person that has a physical or mental disability, or it could just be a chronic illness, that they have unlimited access or unlimited amount of assets in a trust for their benefit. And if it's properly drafted, you know, these assets may not be considered countable for purposes of qualification for governmental benefits. You know, like Social Security income, Medicaid, subsidized housing. Okay? So that's the key. If you have assets and you need to be setting up these special trusts for these people, if you have a disabled family member, especially a child, because you don't want to give them, let's say, life insurance proceeds directly, and it inhibits their ability to qualify for Social Security. And also, you want constraints and be able, you know, who, you know, that's a difficult, very sensitive situation, because you may want someone in particular to care for someone with a disability in that situation, physical or mental. So you just got to be more, have more intent and be more direct with your planning in this situation. But and overall, the special needs trust just happens to allow for the situation where you can put the assets for the benefit of that disabled person and it not affect their other governmental benefits. Okay. If you've been blessed with a special needs child, talk with a qualified estate planning attorney or a qualified financial planner, and because this is an area that needs some expertise, because it's not something that people see every day. You know, your local divorce attorney that does criminal divorce and can draft a simple will is probably not your guy there. You need someone that really is specialized, okay? So what's next? Well, let's recap what we've talked about this far. Basic estate plan, wills, power of attorney, durable power of attorneys, health care directives, a little bit about living trust and special needs trusts and trusts in general. For more on other types of trusts, you can go to financialdoctors.net. But next is the deaded death tax or the estate tax. Okay, now, this is probably one of the areas that most people really don't understand, because most people just aren't exposed to it, which is a good thing that we don't have to pay the federal estate tax. But what the death tax is, basically, if you die with a certain amount of money, the government will tax it, okay? And it's varied over the years, but last year Congress, you know, gave all the wealthy people a big present, and they kept the $5 million per person estate tax exemption. And what that means, any person that had $5 million of net worth or under was not exposed to the federal estate tax. Not state, estate, federal death tax. Okay? And at the same time, the gift tax exemption got raised from $1 million to $5 million. And if you're married, you know, you get $5 million per person, so $10 million per couple. And for 2012... that got indexed, so we're now in 2012, so it's now $5.12 million per person, or 10.24 for married couples. And one of the cool things about, and what that means, basically, if you have a $10 million estate and you're married and you're under, you will not pay any federal death taxes. Now, caveat to that coming up, but right now, one cool thing about the estate planning laws now is that it's a what's called portability. And that just means that, you know, the husband, you know, if the husband passes, the wife, it's portable to the spouse, the surviving spouse. But one key note here, if dad, what he needs to do, or mom, but must make, if someone passes away in this situation, you need to make an election on the estate tax return. If you don't do that, You will not get to use this portability exclusion. So even if you're required to file an estate tax return or not, you need to seek counsel from a qualified tax advisor here or a financial planner that can make sure you're filing it properly, so you get to take advantage of that portability, meaning you can share in that total amount. But for Tennessee or states, there is no portability. We're talking about federal death taxes. But I mentioned there was a caveat to the federal estate tax. In 2013, unless our great, valuable group of folks in Washington, D.C., known as our Congress, unless they act, the estate tax will revert back to the way it was many years ago and go back to $1 million. It'll go from basically $5 million to $1 million. So Congress is probably going to do something, and nobody knows where it's going, which makes, if you have a large estate, very complex. Your estate plan has to be flexible. So be aware that some law changes could affect your estate plan. Because, you know, let's face it, if you're married with them, not many people have a net worth over $10 million. And just a few years ago, it was $1 million. So there's a lot more people with a net worth over $2 million than there are with $10 million. So you have to kind of be careful and make your plan flexible. But for Tennessee, there's also a death tax, and we'll talk briefly about that. So if you do die in the state of Tennessee, you can die with $1 million or under, and there'd be no Tennessee death taxes. But if you have over $1 million net worth, there are some taxes involved. You can get that on the Tennessee government's website, but it ranges, you know, it's a kind of a progressive deal, if that's the right term, but it ranges from 5.5% up to 9.5%. So if anything, $440,000 over and above $1 million is taxed at 9.5%. So Tennessee also dips their hand in the cookie jar when someone passes away. So that's the basics of the federal and state Tennessee death taxes. So what if we have a big estate, and what if we want to start getting rid of some of our estate so we don't pay so much estate planning or state taxes? And one of those ways is charitable or just giving. And the gift tax laws right now are set up in 2012. You can give anyone on the planet up to $13,000. So I can give you, I can give him, her, the person walking down the street, 13 grand or less, and I don't owe any gift taxes. And if I'm married, I can give them 26, 13 for me and 13 for my wife. Or if you're married, 13 from you and 13 from your spouse for a total of 26,000, any person, as many people as you want to give. But if you do give someone over $13,000 in one calendar year, don't freak out. This is a lot, you know, a lot of attorneys don't really realize this. I had a referral come to me a few weeks ago, and because the attorney didn't understand this, because they were more or less a real estate attorney, no fault on them, but they were saying, you're going to owe gift taxes because you gave your son over 13 grand in 1 year. Well, not necessarily the case. You got a $5.12 million lifetime gift exemption we talked about earlier, just like the federal estate tax exemption. And all you got to do is use your unified credit. And a unified credit is basically the amount of tax, or reduces or eliminates tax. And without boring you with the details, you just got to file one simple form to the IRS in your tax return called Form 709 that says, I gave this person more than $13,000. Apply it to my lifetime gift tax exemption, and there is no gift tax due. Now, if you don't file the form, you technically owe it. So don't freak out if you give someone more than $13,000. So technically, you could give one person $5.12 million in 1 year and not owe any gift taxes if you file the proper form. Okay. Now, keep in mind, well, let's skip that. That's enough on gift taxes and giving money. We won't bore you with it because this stuff gets complicated, people. You know, estate planning, it's federal laws, and it changes a lot, and it's, you know, it's a very limited experts in this area. So that's the basics on the federal death tax, the state death tax, and giving. So let's talk about charitable gifts for a minute. And if you have some money, and I put this on Facebook earlier, in about 529 planning, but if you want to give money to charitable foundations and charitable gift funds, it's a great way to get money out of your estate and let it grow outside of your estate for the benefit of a charity. And you want to be looking at doing these things before you pass away. And, you know, there's things called charitable leave trust and charitable remainder trust. Like I said, I'll put this on the website, financialdoctors.net. If that's something you want to learn more about. But it's not, estate planning is not just about how to distribute your assets once you die. You need to be planning, if you have a large estate, where should they go while you're alive? And how can your beneficiaries and the charities get the most benefit from them? So using charitable foundations, charitable giving is a great way. But I'm going to let you on a little secret that I've talked about before. But everyone out there that has children especially has heard of the College Savings 529 plan. And what people don't know, it's actually a really cool estate planning tool. And I don't want to bash past presidents here, but whoever wrote that little deal into law, it wasn't for us that have young children, everyday folks. It was written for the very wealthy. It's a loophole in the tax code, I think. And it's a very cool thing to use because if you give money to a 529 plan, you happen to be one of the high net worth that has an estate tax problem. And if you put it into a 529 plan for a beneficiary, it is one of the only gifts, if not the only, that gifts you can make that's outside of your estate that you can control. Because really, if you give money away, you're not supposed to control it. But the 529 laws allow you to make a gift and it be outside of your estate and you control it. How cool is that? And you can put some sizable amounts of money in these things. And people are probably out there thinking, oh, what about the penalty for the money that's in the plan if it's not used for college? How does that work? Well, remember the 10% penalty inside. If you were to put money in a 529 plan, say, for the benefit of your wife, but you had no intention. You know, maybe that's a bad deal because his wife will be your spouse. But let's say for the benefit of your niece or nephew. And you had no intention of ever paying for their school. It was just to get money out of your estate. And you wanted to get that money back. Well, there's a 10% penalty on the earnings in that account. And not the whole amount, because the amount that originally was put in there has already been taxed. So any growth has a 10% penalty. But there's what's known as a break-even point. It's meaning at some future point down the road, if you just paid the penalty, it would be like paying taxes along the way on the growth of that money, because the money inside the 529 plan grows tax-free. So there's a break-even point in that. And I don't want to give out figures here in the air, which I could. I don't try not to make this more confusing than I have to. But if you were in there for a 7, 8, 9, 10 years, depending on how fast the money grew, you could cash it in, pay the penalty, and be better off than keeping it inside your estate and use it for whatever you wanted to. And that's the cool thing about it. So if you have, it's one way, not the only way, it's a cool way to use a gift, make a gift out of your estate that you can control. That's the cool thing. So remember, the 529 plan is a cool thing. It's not just for college, especially if you have high net worth. So let's do another. Let's take a little breather here from estate planning. Let's get Dusty Brown with Dusty Brown Jewelry and Style. Yeah. And let's talk about another giveaway. And is it the same thing? We're doing the same giveaway? We got something new?
No, we have something new.
And it's Valentine's Day, people. Valentine's Day is what, 3-4 days away? And if you're last minute shoppers, just win it. Call in the show.
Win it.
Win the gift, and your spouse will think, or your honey, or whatever, I guess, give it to whoever, will think you're just the best. Oh, how thoughtful were you for thinking of me about, and you didn't do anything but call a radio show. So Dusty's going to tell you more about the giveaway.
And it's going to be really special because it was made by me.
Unique. Not one of a kind.
Handcrafted here in Murfreesboro in my studio. You know what I think we should do for the second giveaway? I think we should give away a beaded piece of jewelry because my beaded pieces are really awesome. In fact, I was just sitting downstairs before the show in my car looking at some brand new turquoise beads I got. So what I would like to do is make a piece that is going to have some turquoise and probably some jasper and maybe some snow
obsidian. What is jasper?
Jasper is a type of stone. It's usually
is it a color?
Like red jasper, yes, a deep kind of burnt, ambery color, but I use...
So it's a girl thing.
I use a lot of faceted stones, even though I use a stone.
Do you know what jasper is?
It just brings in something. So anyway, I want to do that because that's my look. I love doing that. I love those pieces. They represent me very well. So I want to do that.
Well, if you don't win today, folks, you can always go to dustybrown.net, check out her stuff.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it's not the mass marketed stuff you'll find at the major chain retailers. It's something made right here in Murfreesboro by a local entrepreneur. So for more, dustybrown.net. And let's take the first caller. The first caller in, 893-1450, wins this unique piece of jewelry just in time for Valentine's Day.
They'll be able to pick it up here.
Yeah, we're going to leave it here.
Monday afternoon.
So make it easy for you. You can pick it up here after Monday. But we're going to go to break. First caller, dustybrown.net, free, unique piece of jewelry.
Thanks
for listening.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back. And we're glad you're listening to the Financial Doctors Radio Show.
Is your financial advisor really a salesperson? Traditional financial planning is the source of the stress that most people feel in their financial life. This is because most financial advisors are driven by how to sell you financial products rather than providing sound financial advice. The way your advisor is compensated really matters. Hire someone that puts your interest first and really works for you, not a mutual fund broker dealer or an insurance company. If you're looking for someone that can provide you with sound financial advice that's objective and unbiased, call me, Jason Qualls, Certified Financial Planner and Fee-Only Financial Life Coach at 878-2134 or go to jasonwqualls.com.
Hello, this is Grant Lichtenwalter with Middle Tennessee Insurance Group. We specialize in shopping your home and auto insurance out with the top-rated companies in the country. And even though our rates are low, we pride ourselves on our service and our attention to detail. We save the average household over $500 a year, while in most cases increasing their coverage. Call Middle Tennessee Insurance Group today at 898-0053. Your home for affordable coverage with complete protection.
Is it time to get rid of that old, worn-out carpet in your home? Replace it with something that enhances not only the beauty, but also the value of your home. Hardwood flooring is the way to go. Stop wasting money on new carpet every 5 years and replace it with something that lasts. Call the folks at Jonathan's Flooring at 207-9680. They specialize in custom sand and finish hardwood, pre-finished hardwood, and all types of laminate flooring. Want to hear something cool? They've been serving Murfreesboro for 12 years, and they have over 100 years of combined experience. And Jonathan's Flooring has a deal for all my listeners. There will be any written estimate from any legitimate competitor, and also guarantee a higher quality of work. So call Jonathan's Flooring today at 615-207-9680, or find them online by going to JasonRecommends at financialdoctors.net.
Your home is your largest investment. If you have storm damage, are looking to remodel, or even to replace your old drafty windows and doors, the quality of work matters when it comes to adding to the value of your home. Don't hire a fly-by-night contractor. Protect your investment and call Residential Services of Middle Tennessee at 907-3040, or just drop by their showroom at 1015 South Church Street right next to the post office. They are a locally owned family business located right here in your hometown. A-plus rating by the Better Business Bureau with over 50 years of combined experience. Here's just a few of their specialties. Asphalt and metal roofing, Energy Extreme Vista windows, siding, seamless gutters, and all types of doors for your home. And all work offered by Residential Services of Middle Tennessee is backed by their 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. You can count on them to be around since they have been serving our community since 2004. Protect your investment and call Residential Services of Middle Tennessee at 907-3040 or online at rsmti.com. And don't forget to drop by their showroom at 1015 South Church Street right next to the post office and mention the Financial Doctors Radio Show to get 10% off today.
Welcome back to the Financial Doctors Radio Show, where cookie cutter financial advice just doesn't cut it. I'm your host, Jason Qualls, fee only financial life coach. We have covered a lot today: estate planning, the basics, wills, trusts, power of attorneys, healthcare directives, living trusts, living wills, estate taxes, a lot. It's all going to be on the website, financialdoctors.net. But the key thing here we want you to take away is increase your knowledge that it's a complex thing. Get professional, knowledgeable help in this area. Don't rely on anyone that just says they're a financial planner, because most people out there are salespeople. They're not financial planners. So work with someone that has experience and expertise in this area, whether it be an estate planning attorney, a fee-only financial planner, or just a qualified estate planner. But you don't want to work with a salesman here. So if you have questions, call us, 893-1450. Again, 893-1450. We'll be glad to help you out. We don't have very much longer, about 5-6 minutes here. And, of course, you can always email us. Just go to financialdoctors.net, and we'll answer your questions by email. If you want to Facebook message us, we'll answer a question that way. But the key here, everyone needs an estate plan. Get a will. Get a power of attorney. Get a health care directive. Get a medical power of attorney. And then work with someone else to, and there's lots of resources out there, people. There's uslegalforms.com, there's legalzoom.com that can help you just get the basics down. I don't recommend those a lot. Here's why. If you were sick, I wouldn't say, well, just go to webmd.com and you can diagnose yourself. So that's kind of the thing with estate planning. You just don't want to, you know, put it in the risk of setting it up wrong. But if you have a very simple situation, those can typically help. If anything complex, a disabled child, a disabled beneficiary, children from another marriage, maybe you're divorced and remarried, that's probably a little bit too difficult. You need expertise. But we're going to bring back my partner in crime that's been with me today, my right-hand man, my left-hand man. His name is Christian Blake Qualls, and he's the reason that I have my estate plan. Anything you want to add to the show, Christian? Tell them about your Star Wars movie yesterday.
It was cool.
What happened at the end?
Phantom Menace got his legs all gone.
I know. Darth Maul got chopped in half, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
It was in 3D, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Good deal. And we had a winner on the jewelry giveaway, and we're glad that... And who was the winner, Dusty?
The winner today was Ellen, Miss Ellen Gilbert.
Great, Ellen. We're glad. Congratulations. Hope you enjoy it. And I think we said it'd be available after Monday. Pick up right here at WGNS. And if there's any issue with that, you can also email us. And just go to the website, jasonwqualls.com, or go to dustybrown.net. Find our emails and just send us an email about that. But, you know, we're enjoying the show. It's been a good show, and this is week 4 or 5 on our series of financial planning. Next week is all about taxes, right in time for tax time, and we'll talk about simple income taxes, investment taxes. Now, I'll try to keep it simple, keep it basic, but also give you some tips that most people don't think about in how to cut your tax bill. Because one of the things that I do as a fee-only financial planner, I look at trying to save my clients money. I look at investment expenses. I look at insurance expenses. And one of the things I want to cover with you about insurance expenses, Middle Tennessee Insurance Group, and you can catch them at mid10insgroup.com. They are the official sponsor of Rutherford County Habitat for Humanity. And they've been doing a deal of the week. And the deal of the week this week, and I'm going to use my own. I know they sent me a message about the deal of the week. They saved the client some money. But this is one that I personally have experience with. I've seen this happen with my own two eyes. And a client was with a large insurance company, and a very credible insurance company, but they're on the verge of retirement. And they needed to save as much money on cash flow, monthly cash flow as possible. Middle Tennessee Insurance Group, 898-0053. They saved this couple $107 per month just by a 30-minute phone call, and looked at their home and auto insurance. $107 a month. That's over $1,200 a year. Now they can put towards retirement, put towards debt, or whatever. That's big, people. That's big. It's huge. Give Middle Tennessee Insurance Group a call. They're an independent local insurance agency. Independent just means they're not tied to one company. They can shop a lot of different companies. And any caller from the Financial Doctors Radio Show, just mention the show, get a free quote on your home and auto, and they will donate $10 to Habitat for Humanity. So if you need to reach them online, mid10insgroup.com, mid10insgroup.com, or go to financialdoctors.net and click Jason Recommends. So that's that. Other phone number, 898-0053. So before we wrap it up, Christian's very excited to be a part of the show today. And he's been sitting here as a trooper, being quiet. And he's going to close us out on the show here in a minute. But let's do the normal recap. You know, financial planning, it's not a one-size-fits-all approach. If you need a second opinion on anything you're doing, call me. Free initial consultation, 878-2134. Or go to jasonwqualls.com. I am passionate about that you cannot get real objective financial advice from someone that's trying to sell you something. So even if it's just calling me to say, hey, this guy is recommending I do this. I know he gets paid to sell me stuff. Is it right or wrong? Because I'm not calling everybody out there that's a salesperson a crook. I'm just saying there's just no way they can be objective. Because if my compensation is tied to what I'm selling, that's going to impact my decision or my recommendation, or potentially could. It would make it tough from time to time. So call me, 878-2134, or go to jasonwqualls.com. So we're glad you're listening. We're thankful for our producer. I'm glad Dusty got to be a part of the show again.
Thank you.
Anything you want to add to the show, Dusty?
It's been a great experience.
She's about to take check out and go disco nap, I believe.
I have no idea what Mr. Qualls is speaking of.
And Christian, are you going to close out the show for us today?
Uh-huh.
Say it.
Thank you for listening to Financial Dr. Radio.
Great. Well, thanks for all the listeners, and we'll be back next week. Talk about taxes. Thanks for listening to the Financial Doctors Radio Show.
I can help. Money, 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 money.